Sighted along the southeastern edge of Hobsonville Point Park Plaza, Remnants of Flight by artist-designer Nick Eagles is a site-specific piece of art where Nick conveys movement through the use of 222 slices of granite. Each slice of stone echoes the V form of a bird in an individual moment of flight, and each shape has been articulated to lead into the next, so when stacked together, a dynamic sequence takes shape.
I describe it to people as an inventory of liftoffs and landings, and each form leads into the next to create a sequence of sort of taking off the ground, taking off from the ground, this kind of motion of sweeping up into the air, which connects to the kinetic environment that this place used to be and contain when planes were taking off and landing.
As well as drawing inspiration from Hobsonville Point's history of aviation, Nick also drew additional insight from two other unique sources.
Two quite influential things when I was researching for this project for me, weirdly, were early photography and volcanic rock. Now, I grew up in Auckland, there's volcanoes everywhere, there's rock everywhere. So the idea of a moment captured in stone to me is intuitive, and it speaks to growing up in this place. That relates to early photography in the sense that early photographers at the turn of the century were trying to capture movement not visible in the human eye. So you got a lot of photography of like Maybridge of animals moving or Jean-Marie of birds taking flight with these defined stages, which actually helped scientists understand the anatomy of an animal, the anatomy of locomotion, the mechanics of locomotion and how movement happens.
Nick also took into account how remnants of flight interacts with the public as part of day-to-day life, and how these interactions themselves lend to the themes of movement and kineticism.
The piece connects to the history of the area, which I think histories are quite well served by public artwork. It's nice to have a connection to what's come before. But it's not just that. It's the fact that there's a playground here and you've got all this kinetic movement, you've got children jumping around. So this link to kineticism is really important. And I knew that being in this very contained low-down space, a lot of the interaction with the artwork wouldn't just be chin-stroking analysis. It would be kids jumping all over it and, you know, bikes doing jumps off the edge of it and things like that. I think that's the true measure of public art. Public art can force you to question your surroundings, but then also it can feel like it belongs.